Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. You're listening to What to Read Next podcast, episode 24. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. This podcast is hosted by Lori Amin, a voracious reader of romance and young adult novels. In this podcast, she will share bite-sized book reviews and book recommendations. We hope you enjoy it. Welcome to the show, guys. So happy to have you here. Today, I want to share a special offer from one of my favorite meal kit delivery services called Home Chef. Over the past year, I've been trying out different meal kit delivery services as I wanted to learn how to cook new meals and have delicious dinners. I've tried about 5 different services and I just kept coming back to Home Chef. Home Chef offers over 12 different meals to choose from. It's easy to pick, they deliver you all fresh ingredients and easy to follow instructions. Each meal takes about 30 to 40 minutes to make, and I always have leftover. The cost is affordable, $59 for 3 meals for 2 with a free delivery. I have a special offer for you to get $30 credit on your first week of Home Chef by signing up at whattoreadnextblog.com/homechef. Now let's get today's show. Today I'm going to do a mini book review of 3 adult fiction books that I read over the past couple weeks. I'm just going to dive into each book a little bit about it and tell you why what I thought about it. Now let's get today's show. The first book is Best Friends Forever by Margot Hahn. This is an adult thriller, a story about murder and friendship. Kat and Alice became fast friends 3 years ago. Kat's husband was murdered, and Alice is suspected to be the killer. But here's the thing. Kat is no longer speaking to Alice. So the story follows 2 timelines. They started the start of the friendship 3 years ago and present day with the murder investigation. This is told through Alice's point of view. And I enjoy the dual timeline that it brought depth to the book and brought into like how they became friends and what did they know about it. Going to when Kat ghosted Alice, it just brought all this stuff out of the picture. Whereas like, is Kat really her friend? Is Kat the right person to be friends with Alice? Is Alice was, you know, what it did. So as a thriller, I wasn't impressed with the twist. It just didn't make sense. After reading 200, 300 plus pages about it, then just seeing the twist at the end, I was like, really? After all this, this is what happened? So I just didn't enjoy the twist of the book, so I didn't enjoy it as a thriller, but it was a great chick lick about friendship and, you know, a murder investigation. So I enjoyed the book overall, but I didn't enjoy the thriller aspect of it, so I give this book 3 stars. If you're looking for a good chick lit book, then this will be a good book to read about friendship. And there's the murder investigation. But otherwise, if you're looking for a thriller, I would say skip it. Now, the next book is This Love Story Will Self-Destruct by Leslie Cohen. This is a story of Eve and Ben. They're acquaintances in college who become more after a few years later. The story follows Eve and Ben as they go through college, first jobs, heartbreaks, and relationships. I'll be honest, I was irritated by Eve. I felt she was an annoying character at times. She was too dramatic and a warrior. Most of the book followed her point of view, and to be honest, I think she triggered my own character default of anxiety and waiting for the shoe to drop. Like, Eve was always waiting for, like, how is it going to be dramatic? How is it going to fail to meet the standards of it? So she was looking for drama, and so I think for me, just totally triggered that idea. So I wish she could accept that all as well, and then there was no crazy drama that would happen, but that was not her character, so I understood where she was coming from, but I was irritated by her. So here's the thing about this book. What was the redeeming factor was that I love Ben. He was lovable, practical, he didn't ruminate, he was always present, he was just steady force and to be reckoned with. He's an engineer, he was passionate about his job, he was passionate about the things he was doing, he's a great boyfriend, he was like really good, this book. So I love how this book evolved from acquaintance to relationship. Like, it was just like, it was no whole process. Like, even Ben met a few times over college and they always had the same conversations, like, hi, I'm Eve, hi, I'm Ben, I'm friends with so-and-so, so that's how we know each other. And they didn't evolve into a relationship after Eve actually had to leave New York for a few years and then she came back, and then how she reconnected with Ben after going through, like, kind of like, I'm reconnecting with a friend. So it was something that I felt that it was realistic. New York was the third character in the story. Like, the way they expressed New York, the things they talked about it, it was just so realistic, where, you know, you kind of have a love-hate relationship with New York, and you just, and the rent, and the stuff that happens with 9/11, with just the different things that just being part of the New York aspect of it, I felt this was a great story for it. So this is a When Harry Met Sally story, so if you like chick lit, if you like romantic comedy, I would encourage you reading this great love story. I give this book 4 stars. The third book is The Queen of Hearts by Kieran Martin. This is the story of Sadie and Emma, who are best friends since college. They go through med school together and now they're established doctors. During the third year of med school, something happened and they avoid thinking or talking about it. But a doctor from the era comes back and brings the turmoil to it. So if you like Grey's Anatomy, medical dramas, you would definitely enjoy this book. This book was a lot of medical jargon, medical procedures. They both were into the job, so they talked about it a lot. They had that in common. But the twist that happened, I didn't agree. There's a big secret that this doctor will bring into the table that happened third year of med school. So it's told by a few timelines. It's told when they were in med school 10 years ago. And then there's told present day, and it's told by Zadie's point of view and Emma's point of view. So it can get complicated at times. So it's like, which point of view I'm reading right now and which timeline I'm reading. I didn't agree with Emma twist that happened. So there's a couple twists that happened and a couple secrets that I uncover. But the Emma twist, it just didn't feel, it felt like odd character for me. So I didn't agree with the way the story was told. I was like, I wish it was just, you know, that was not the twist. I wish it was something bigger or something different. So that's my only concern about this book. So I give this book 3.5 stars. I enjoy this book a lot because I enjoy Grey's Anatomy. I enjoy the medical dramas of just kind of like the craziness of working a trauma surgeon and trying to make sure the whole things are taken care of, that the patient lives. I enjoy that part of it a lot. I just didn't enjoy the twist with Emma. So that's why my rating is 3.5 stars. But I still enjoy this book. If you're looking for a chick lit, if you enjoy medical dramas, I encourage you reading The Queen of Hearts by Kieran Martin. If you enjoy this podcast, please consider leaving a review on iTunes. This is the best way for this podcast to get discovered by new audiences. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a fantastic day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships. To learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you so much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.